Welcome to the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we talk about all things for the love of you. I'm your host, Marcus Johnson. The Flow Podcast is designed to discuss life topics and explore some tools to help you actively engage in your life. Sometimes we feel lost, we feel alone, we lack focus, and sometimes we just feel stuck. During the next several minutes, my aim is to help you understand that all of this is just part of the human experience. It's part of the flow. Flow is spelled F-L-O with no W, and it means for the love of. As an award-winning entrepreneur, musician, lawyer, professor, and most importantly, a dad and partner, I've had many experiences that have taught me invaluable lessons and tools that we can use to achieve our highest flow. Actually, these tools help us realize where we are, where we want to be, and the model we can use to get there. We call it going deeper. And deeper is D-E-E-P-E-R, and it's the life model within which we operate this podcast. So buckle up, get centered, and fall into the present as we begin to develop our highest flow. It's for the love of you. It's time for us to get into episode number 5, creating a fertile environment for your flow to grow. And you know, in the intro, I talk about sometimes we feel lost, we feel alone, we lack focus, and sometimes we're stuck. You know, at the same time, sometimes we are flying high. And we need to make sure that we identify those times as well and acknowledge the fact that as we continue to seed into ourselves and go deeper, that there are going to be times where you reach on a boat. It's like getting on a plane where the boat gets a different level of speed and a different level of stability. Sometimes if you've flown before, they talk about the idea of reaching altitude, and that's when you are at cruising altitude and cruising speed. You're near the speed of sound and you are on your way to where you're going. There are no storms, it's clear air, etc. And, you know, that is kind of an analogy for what we're doing with the Flow Podcast. It is getting you to a place in your life where you are reaching your cruising altitude, where you are just, again, where you're flowing, right? And that is important. And today, Episode 5 is creating a fertile environment for your flow to grow. I'm going to say that again, creating a fertile environment for your flow to grow. Now, we are doing the setup over the first 6 or 7 episodes of what going deeper is. And deeper is an acronym that means dream, engage, environment, plan, execute, and then reflect. So as we're looking at this, what I'm hoping that you're able to do is that you take each one of these and apply it to different points of your life, different ways in which you do life, different relationships in which you may be. And then you look at it and you say, hey, self, I have my pen and my paper because Marcus told me to have my journal, and I am writing what my dream is for this particular part of my life. What is it with my significant other? What is it with my job? What is it with my higher power? What is it with my body? What is it with my child? What is it with my friends? What is it with myself looking in the mirror? How do I want this to look? Because you are in control of that. That is the key component to all this as well. You're actively engaged in it. Then, as we talked about in episode 3, you create an engagement letter with yourself to say, if I'm not there, here's how I get there. Here's what I need to get there. If you are in a flow and you're at altitude, as we talked about a second ago, then you talk about how do you maintain your altitude? How do you maintain staying in the flow? What is the scope of the relationship and the agreement that you're making with yourself that you're going to do to maintain your flight altitude, that you're on your way to your destination? Today, we're going to talk about environment and creating a fertile environment. And then we're going to talk about planning, executing, and then reflecting upon it. Now, what you're going to do in life is you're going to apply this over and over and over and over until you actually transition, because it's going to be a journey for the rest of your life. I don't know anybody that I've talked to who is an elder of mine who's like, I've done it, you know, I'm done, I'm just chilling. Even in retirement, even in a new phase of your life, there are dreams that you need to engage in, have a fertile environment around you, a written plan around it, to go do it, and then to continue to reflect upon it. Man, that keeps life fun. And my thought is this, if we can get everybody engaged, man, what a better place this will be. Because you can't hate on somebody else when you have self-compassion, when you are focused and on your way. So, creating your fertile environment. So check this out. If the dream is a seed, and I really believe it's the seed of where you're going, then you're engaged in it and committed to getting there. You have to plant your seed into a fertile environment. And I was reading, and it made me think back to the idea of Matthew 13 in the Bible. And there's a parable, a story. And, you know, Jesus is talking, and he says that the seed, you know, the one who received the seed that fell in the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it, man or woman. He produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. And Jesus told them, you know, that the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed a good seed in his field. But then he distinguishes the seeds that were planted in the good soil versus those that ended up on the footpath, where it was in the footpath and really got it, but kind of didn't hear the word. They were around, but there was nothing there. Then there's the seed that was in the rocky soil, which was, I absolutely heard the word, but was too quick to accept it and had no deep roots to actually make sure that the tree had sustenance, that it had staying power, that your dream, your seed, had staying power. Now, the last was the seed that fell into the thorns. And you heard the word, but that person was too worried and focused on the issues of life for the word to bear any fruit. So, one, there's the rocky soil, there's the footpath, there's the rocky soil, and there's in the thorns. Those are places in which you can plant your dreams. If you do that, one, you're not going to realize your dreams. Two, it's going to be very painful because you have to deal with your dreams every day. You all tell people that the greatest tragedy are those of us who put our dreams under a pillow, to go in the shower mindlessly, to get in a car to sit in traffic, going somewhere we don't want to be with people we don't want to work with, doing things that we don't want to do, to just get back in god-awful traffic to come back home, put a key in a door to a place where we may not want to be there, with people we may not want to be with, doing things that we may not want to do. And I'm not talking about the fact that we're dealing with someone else. This could be you coming home to yourself. So we don't want that tragedy. What we want is for you to plant your seed, your dream that you're engaged in fertile ground. Now, what does that mean? It means that you have to have positive and constructively critical people, places, things, and ideas in your life. I mean, that's pretty objective. Number one, you have to have constructively critical people in your life. Number two, constructively critical places. Number three, constructively critical ideas, right? People, places, things, ideas. Number four is things. You can mix those up the way you want to. But the main thing is that you understand that they are constructive. They are objectively constructive, building towards your dream. If you're not getting enough rest, that is an idea. That is a concept that is not positive for you. If you are going out to the club Monday through Friday or even Thursday through Sunday and expecting to get up Monday and rock it like a racehorse, you're not going to do that. Speaking of that same analogy, if there's too much Patron flowing and or Moet or even flow wine flowing on the weekends, right? And you know, let me ask you a question. Would you give your number one racehorse flow all weekend long and expect it to run the Kentucky Derby? Well, no. Well, that's what your life is. It is your Kentucky Derby. It is your journey. And you are the star of it. And the beautiful thing about your race is you don't have any competitors but yourself. So you must make sure that you promote constructively critical people, constructively critical things, ideas, and places. Now, these people will tell you no, and they will tell you why. These things will tell you, Marcus, you shouldn't do this way. Susie, you shouldn't do this way. But in order to reach your dream, here's actually how you can do it. Or nudge you in a different direction that gets you back on track. These are people that love you, man. And, you know, I believe it or not, I was in a therapy session the other day, and we were taking away nuggets for the week. And the nugget was that, you know, my therapist was like, you love her for all of the right reasons and none of the wrong reasons. And that honestly, for me, was something that was, you know, inspirational and motivational. So I wanted to share that with you, that these constructively critical people, they love you for all of the right reasons. And that means that they are objectively intimate with you. Not subjectively, well, I like you because you're my friend or you're a family member or this, that, and the other. Those are subjective things. Objectively intimate people love you in ways that they show you attention in the proper manner. Objectively. They give you acceptance objectively. They show you appreciation objectively. They allow you to be who you are objectively. They give you affection objectively. You know that you're accepted for all of the right reasons when somebody shows you the proper attention, they show you the proper acceptance, they give you the proper appreciation and affection, and they objectively allow you to be who you are and then help you work towards getting there. Well, Marcus, how can a thing help me work towards getting there? Well, if you go to the gym and you're using a machine, that is a thing that helps you get there. You know, having a car that works helps you get there. I know that's kind of tangential, right? But, you know, the proper type of workout equipment can help you express who you are in your dream of getting fit. You know, a book, the proper magazine can help you get where you need to go as it relates to your train of thought. This podcast is a thing. Hopefully you understand and you hear the passion in my voice that I, no matter who you are and where you are, I am showing you intimacy and love objectively, in that I'm showing you and telling you that you should allow yourself and accept yourself and show yourself the proper affection and give yourself the proper attention. You know what I'm saying? And allows all that kind of stuff, right? Where it is those five A's that David Rico talks about in his book, How to Be an Adult in Relationships. That is key. And when you find people, places, and things and ideas that promote those five A's, that promote you giving yourself the proper attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowance. When you have people in your life like that, and not how you look, and not how much money you have, and not where you live, and not where you went to school, and not all those other things that are subjective, who you hang around, what group you're in. That really is subjective, man. That's not what you want. That is, if there is a right and wrong, or we'll call it healthy and unhealthy, right? You love her for all the healthy reasons. I love you all for all the healthy reasons. I want you to love yourself and require people in your life, things in your life, ideas in your life, places in your life to be objectively intimate and love you for all the healthy reasons. Can you imagine committing to that? So what do you do with the evil? Get rid of it. Marcus, well, I care about this person and da-da-da-da. Are they cancer? Are they figuratively taking away from your mental health and your ability to reach your goal? If they are, then you need to get rid of them. That place you go, if it's not helping you reach where you need to go and to grow and to be objectively intimate with yourself, and I'm going to say it over again, what do I mean by intimate? Are you showing yourself the proper attention? Are you showing yourself the proper acceptance, the proper affection, the proper appreciation? Are you allowing yourself to be the you who you know you're supposed to be? And that is the you between when you close your eyes and when you go to sleep at night. Is this place helping you get there? Is this thing helping you get there? If not, it's got to go. It has to go. This is, and it is very difficult, but the opposite is difficult. How many times have you looked in the mirror and said, I should have? Well, I'm telling you right now that you should. That you should get these things out of your life, because if not, they'll take it, you know, away from you. Do you need help in eradicating evil and promoting the positive? that's cool. Get an accountability partner. You may have to get new resources to help, you know, constructively critical people to get into your life. You may have to call an old teacher, man, a professor that you're working with right now. You may actually have to join a professional group so you get around like-minded people. But then you make sure that you vet all of them so that they're not caught up in their subjectivity as it relates to who they are. Well, we're this group and you need to be this way. Man, that might not be who you need to hang out with. You want to hang out with the ones who are worried about who you are. How can we help you get to where you're going? Is that selfish? Maybe. Is that, you know, being self-centered? Maybe. And if it is that a bad thing? I don't think so. And let's get away from that. Is that an unhealthy thing to be around people, places, things, and ideas that are promoting your acceptance, your attention to yourself, your appreciation, your affection towards yourself, and your allowance of you to be who you want to be? Is that unhealthy? In DC, we say, nah, shoddy, it's not. That is absolutely healthy. So here's a question for you. How is your mind right now? You know, are your body and soul and spirit aligned with your dreams and that scope that you put together in episode, you know, 1 and 2? Episode 2 was the scope and your engagement letter. You signed a letter to yourself. If you didn't, you need to go back and listen to that episode and to see exactly how you need to get where you're going. Is your seed on the footpath? Is your seed in rocky soil? Are you so worried about the worldly things, the bills you have to pay, the people you think you need to make happy? Are you doing that in a way that your seed is sitting in thorns? Or are you planting your seed deliberately in fertile ground? This is not about your seed falling on the ground either, you all. This is about us being the adults who we are in relationship with ourselves and taking accountability for who we are and where we're going, how we're going to get there. And it is up to us and nobody else. You made the commitment to yourself in the last episode. You are engaged in being the most healthy and productive you because you are going deeper. How you doing? I'm asking you to do a lot, man. I'm asking you to go very, very deep. But I'm going to tell you this. You are the most important part of your fertile environment. All of your success is going to come from the inside out. That's why I'm coming for you, not your others, not the people hating on you, not your boss, not your mom, dad, sister, cousin, brother, significant other, etc., etc. I'm coming for you because right now, you are what matters to you. You are your way to go deeper. You are the most important part of making sure that you are loving you for all the right reasons, for all the healthy reasons, so that you can live your 5 A's of attention to you, acceptance of who you are, affection towards yourself, appreciation for all that you've done, and then allowing yourself to keep on flowing, man. And you write this down in your journal because you put that in your engagement letter, your contract with yourself of what you're going to do, that you're going to record the process, record it every way. If you need to get support and help, get it. Call a support group. And I don't mean necessarily just a mental health support group, and there's nothing wrong with that. Go to a library, ask somebody for productivity. Go to Inc. Magazine and these other magazines that give you ideas of how you can actually, you know, continue to find ways to ask yourself the proper questions. I can't do it in 20 minutes here. You know what I mean? This is the hard work that you got to do in the week. This is your mental hygiene that you're pulling together. This is your mental fitness, as my good friend Cheryl McDuffie James would say. We're going to have her on talking about mental fitness. I'm asking you to go deeper so that you can do your flow for the love of you. It's dream, engage, environment, plan, execute, reflect. It's going deeper, you all. And I'm asking you in episode number 5 to do your part to create your own fertile environment so that your flow can grow. Are you with me? Write it down. Are you with me? Eradicate the negative and the unhealthy out of your life. Are you with me? Are you with you? Promote the positive. I'm with you, and I want you to continue this journey of going deeper. This is the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we speak all things for the love of you. For more information and the free guide to making sure that you have your five A's aligned for asking the question whether someone loves you for all the healthy reasons, you can visit www.marcusjohnson360.com, or you can DM me at marcusjohnson360 and always visit our Facebook group as well. Another thing, if you want to get some insight into where all this comes from, you can get my audiobook as well. Everything is available at our website. Look, I love you. I love you. I love you. Your flow. This is the Flow Podcast with Marcus Johnson, where we speak all things for the love of you. I'll see you all next week. Peace.